This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister expresses sadness at the passing of Monsignor Richard Albert. Entertainment practitioners sign on to National Entertainment Registry, and over 1,000 young people trained on the Rights Awareness Program. The details after the break.
There are two things in life I love: swimming and being a soldier. So when people meet me and they ask, "You are the soldier that saved those ladies from drowning in the guard?" I don't let it go to my head. I'm no superstar, just a soldier who wants to serve my country well. I know I was chosen to save lives. I am Corporal Brooks, a section commander in the Jamaica Defense Force.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
Now the news. 351 entertainment practitioners and 45 companies have already signed on to the Ministry of Tourism's National Entertainment Registry. Junior Minister for Tourism and Entertainment Damien Crawford says it will soon be mandatory for all event promoters to be registered. He says this will facilitate the rating of all entertainment events.
It's an important step because we want to protect not only our children, but the audience, so that I can know what to expect from the event. However, the greater benefit is that this will now open to commercial sponsorship, Jamaican entertainment.
Minister Crawford adds that the National Entertainment Registry will be made available online in the next 2 months. The database was established in August 2014 to certify and register local entertainment practitioners. It seeks to provide a central portal for listing Jamaican entertainment services and companies, including key profiles and contact information. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has expressed sadness at the sudden passing of Roman Catholic priest Monsignor Richard Albert. Monsignor Albert died on Monday, November 30. He was 69 years old. In a statement issued Tuesday, Mrs. Simpson Miller praised Monsignor Albert for his dedicated service to the Catholic ministry in Jamaica. She says for almost 4 decades, he played a pioneering role in facilitating various social interventions and humanitarian projects, benefiting thousands of Jamaicans. Monsignor Albert, founder of the St. Patrick's Foundation and the Stella Maris Foundation, also initiated and steered several philanthropic activities in Jamaica during his life. The Prime Minister says his dedicated and visionary efforts to improve the lives of the most vulnerable in Jamaica will not be forgotten. She has also expressed condolences to his family and the Catholic Church community. More than 1,300 young persons have received training to improve their awareness of human rights issues and democracy through the Rights Awareness Program, RAP. RAP is a European Union-funded initiative seeking to raise youth awareness of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It also aims to equip youth with the skills and knowledge necessary to become good global citizens. Communications Officer for RAP, Jessica Jones, says the program is necessary because many persons, including young people, are unaware of their rights and the associated responsibilities.
People use the word human rights very loosely, but yeah. Not people know that there are 30 human rights on which laws are formed and our constitution and everything else. But in daily life, each of us has those 30 human rights, with the responsibility to live up to them and to respect them in others.
Ms. Jones, who was speaking in an interview with JIS News, adds that the program is inclusive as deaf and blind students have also been trained. And the National Water Commission, NWC, is advising customers in several communities in the corporate area that the disruption they are experiencing in their water supply is due to a broken main on Spanish Town Road in the vicinity of the Horizon Adult Remand Center. Areas impacted include Spanish Town Road, Malines Road, and all roads leading off, Washington Boulevard, Corville Gardens, Dehaney Park, and sections of downtown Kingston. The commission says repair work is being carried out and regular water supply is scheduled to return on the evening of December 1. Meanwhile, in St. Catherine, customers served by the York Street and Gold Mine pumping stations are without regular water supply due to operational challenges at both facilities. Affected areas include sections of York Street, Russell Penn, sections of Treadways, Buddows Hill, Bella's Gate, Sandy Ground, Belfield, and Marley Hill. The NWC is reporting that the Goldmine pump station is scheduled to be back in operation on Monday, December 7, while the York Street pump station is expected to resume operating on or before Friday, December 11. Additionally, customers in Warhill and Santa Maria, St. Catherine are without their water supply as a result of an electrical fault at the Warhill pump station. The NWC is carrying out repairs and water is scheduled to return on or before Friday, December 11. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.